You know what that sound means. It means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trekker with Trekker Noob 91 and Dorky Woman on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, 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 ever. Hey guys, this is Trekker Noob 91 and
Dorky Woman.
And today we're going to talk about two movies. I'm doing Cujo and she is doing
The Graveyard Shift, unfortunately.
And we'll tell you all about that when we come back.
Hi everyone, it's Dorky Woman and we are back with
The Graveyard Shift.
Well, Trekker Noob 91.
Well, yeah, me too.
Yes,
yeah.
We are doing The Graveyard Shift, and we are not doing the short story. I am only focusing on the movie that was released in 1990 that is rated R. It is horror, and it runs an hour and 29 minutes. At the box office, it grossed $11.6 million. I think anyone who spent money on this film deserves a refund.
Yeah.
Because it was an hour and a half, I'm just going to round up, of time stolen from us. I mean, the beginning, you're kind of like, okay, where is it going? Where is it going? And then I dropped out. I didn't care. I was more interested in popcorn and whatever else was going on around me than what was being watched.
So, yeah, whenever it showed that creature attacking that guy in the beginning, you're like, ooh, what is it? What
yeah.
is it? And then by the time they show it, it's like, oh, really? That's it. All it is?
I was let down and disappointed. So, this is what Graveyard Shift is. John Hall is a drifter who wanders into a small town that is in Maine. Yes. He needs a job and he decides he's going to seek employment at the community's top business, which is a large textile mill. He's hired to work the graveyard shift from midnight to dawn. Along with a few other fellow co-workers, he has cleaning at the basement to complete, which seems like a simple enough task, but as they proceed deeper underground, they encounter an unspeakable monstrosity whose intent is on eating them all. Yeah. I wish this monstrosity would have ate me at the end of the movie, okay? Killed me from the horrible death of me watching this adaptation. And I'm not alone, because Stephen King heavily dislikes this film, and he named it one of his least favorite adaptations and said it was a quick exploitation of a picture. And it was also received poorly by critics. Okay, so yeah. If you want to waste an hour and 30 minutes of your time, here are the different platforms, y'all, that you can watch it on. There's Epix Now, YouTube TV, Sling TV, Amazon Prime Video, Paramount Plus, Philo, YouTube, Google Play Movies and TV, Vudu, Hulu, Apple TV. And it also is so bad that on Rotten Tomatoes, it received a what?
A 0% rating.
Yes. No shocker to Trekker Noob and I.
No.
So, again, it is a short story originally written by Stephen King, and this is Stephen King week. And when we come back from this quick break, we're going to dive into the movie version of Cujo. You know who this is, and you know who my, you know, we're both co-hosts here. He's going to introduce you to Cujo. Dive right in.
All right. On the other hand of The Graveyard Shift, with Cujo receiving a 62% Rotten Tomato rating.
Yes, we love Cujo.
So, this one's a little bit more interesting.
And it is not a waste of your time. Please see this movie version. Yes.
With a release date of August 12, 1983, it was rated R, and a runtime of an hour and 31 minutes. I did not get the box office on it. That's one thing I did forget.
That's okay.
But in this tale of a killer canine, man's best friend turns into his worst enemy. When a sweet Bernard... Sweet Saint Bernard, Cujo, is bitten by a bat. He starts behaving oddly and becomes aggressive. As Cujo morphs into a dangerous beast, he goes on a rampage in a small town. Stay-at-home mom, Donna, played by Dee Wallace, gets caught in Cujo's crosshairs on a fateful errand with her son, Tad, played by Danny Pintaro, I guess is how you pronounce that. Stuck in their car, Donna and Tad have a frightening showdown with the crazed animal. This movie also takes place in Maine, by the way. And I thought at first by watching it that it took place in California, and then there's one part where you see the license plate and it says Maine.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I do know that Stephen King does have a lot of his short stories or movies in where he grew up.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, like movie It takes place in Derry, Maine. Shawshank takes place as a prison in Maine.
There's so many we can get into.
If you want to watch this movie, which I highly recommend watching this movie, you can watch it on Epix Now, YouTube TV, Sling TV, Amazon Prime Video, Philo, regular YouTube, because they have the YouTube TV where you pay the monthly subscription, and then YouTube where you can rent or buy the movie. Then there's Google Play Movies and TV, Vudu, the Roku channel, Paramount Plus, and Apple TV. Some of the major actors in it, Donna Trenton, played by Dee Wallace, Tad Trenton, played by Danny Pintaro, Vic Trenton, played by Daniel Hugh Kelly, Joe Camber, the mechanic, he's played by Ed Lauder, Brett Camber, the son of the mechanic, is Billy Jane, and then we have Steve Kemp, Christopher Stone. Some of the awards that they've won are on the back of this piece of paper.
Notice how Cujo's won awards, and he's naming actors and actresses, and I didn't because that's how bad the graveyard shift was.
In 1984,
what a good year!
Cujo was nominated for Best Horror Film in the Saturn Awards, the Young Artist Award nomination for Danny Pintaro. But it wasn't until 1987 that Cujo won the Audience Jury Award for Best Director, and that's Louis Teague. And they were nominated for the International Fantasy Film Award for Louis Teague being the director.
That's awesome. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to share some behind-the-scenes facts and... come back. Can't wait to, share some of this info with you.
Trust me, the graveyard shift stuff is actually more interesting than the movie. Welcome back. This is Trucker Noob 91, and I am all by myself this time. Not really.
Haha, psych.
Anyways.
We could make that happen if you want to be by yourself.
No. I just figured I'd just mess around a little bit.
Don't make me become the antagonist from the graveyard shift.
The most boring antagonist in the world.
All right, well, here's some fun facts between Cujo and the graveyard shift.
Just so y'all know, she'll be doing the graveyard shift ones like she did for the graveyard shift, and I will be doing the Cujo ones. So you guys don't get confused.
Well, I think that they would already have figured that out
For some people out there, because I know we know a couple people that are like that.
Oh, he's just trying to diss me because I'm a natural
blonde. I'm not trying to diss you.
Let's move on. So in the graveyard shift, it does actually feature a real working mill from Maine.
The first fact I have for Cujo was Stephen King wrote the first draft of the screenplay, but it deviated greatly from the book.
In the graveyard, the giant mill bat is the main antagonist. There are victims And there are 13 deaths altogether. Two rats died. One is thrown in a cotton picker and the other one is melted with acid. Jason Reed, who was a character from The Graveyard Shift, he's pushed into the cotton picker too. So I think the cotton picker needs to be a main character.
Yeah.
Nordella is devoured by a giant bat. Moxie is her dying, but ultimately her fate is unknown. Tucker Cleveland, he's squashed by a coffin. Warwick is devoured by the giant bat, and the giant bat is torn apart by the quiet but devious cotton picker.
The second protagonist, slash hero of the film.
Yeah, hero. The cotton picker's our hero.
Well, first it's used in evil, and then in the end it's used in good. So.
Well, in the beginning it's not used in evil. I mean, it only killed one person, but, I mean, really, person was pushed in by the rats.
Well, see, the thing is the person did an evil thing by killing the rat and the cotton picker, and then the rats killed him and the cotton picker doing it evil.
But back. I don't blame the cotton picker. But anyway, now we're going to move on to Cujo.
The fire department wound up responding when the production was filming the fog sequence because they thought there was a fire going on.
Oh, wow. That must have been a lot of fog.
Yeah. I mean, we did just watch the movie the other night. You saw the fog.
Yeah, I know.
All right, what's your next fact?
I shared all mine. This is all you now, boo.
Oh, geez. Okay. That's how boring the movie, not Cujo, but The Graveyard Shift was. All right, Cujo was played by 4 St. Bernards, several mechanical dogs, and a black Labrador Great Dane mix in a St. Bernard costume. It was also played by a male stunt model, or stunt double, in a St. Bernard costume. Cujo's director, Louis Teague, didn't even graduate film school until 2016. Stephen King changed the ending due to the fact that he regretted having Tad die at the end of the book. And Donna, at the end of the book, was feared to have contracted rabies. He completely left that out at the end of the movie, said that he wished he could have changed those in the books, but since he couldn't, he was going to change those in the movies. And then it was actually very cold on the film set, contrasting the look of being hot. They actually had to put makeup on them to make them look like they were sweating, but it was actually very cold. And that's all the facts that I have for Cujo that I could find. So we are going to hop off here.
Oh, I thought we were
going to
banter a little bit, but we're going to hop off here now.
Well, we're going to
make sure you get your soda, your popcorn, and watch Cujo the movie. It is well worth your time. And if you have time to waste and you're bored, excuse me, then go for The Graveyard Shift.
We'll be right back, guys.
Bye.
And this is where I tell you the platforms we're on. You can find us on Anchor FM. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/truckernoob91. You can find us on Instagram. Just search truckernoob91. On Snapchat, it would be Choya91. I'm not sure on hers, but we'll get it out there to you when we can. And I believe that's all the platforms. Hope you all have a great day and good night. Be safe.